Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk Friday, walking on sunshine, because it is always sunny right here when Eldon Scott, the Chief Kindness Officer, is that correct?
Officer, yeah.
Chief Kindness Officer is in the house. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg.
How are you?
And there is plenty of sunshine to walk on this morning. My goodness, it is.
It's gorgeous
today.
A little chilly, but gorgeous.
Little cool still, yeah. For sure. The sun was so bright, and as they say, spring has sprung.
Mm-hmm.
The other morning, I had the window open, and the sun was reflecting off of the azaleas in my backyard.
Oh, beautiful.
And made the inside of my house look pink.
Oh.
I was like, what is going on? No, I was just like, you know, had the window open, wasn't mm-hmm. paying attention. And then, like, the sun hit them just right, and it was reflecting into the window.
Wow.
And the whole living room was just, like, this bright pink. And I was like, that's crazy.
That's so neat.
All the flowers just, you know, reflecting the sunlight. So plenty of sunshine this spring.
Yeah, the whole city, it's just the azaleas are so beautiful everywhere. Full bloom, bright pink, just beautiful.
That bright pink,
yeah.
And then you get the bright yellow pollen everywhere.
True. My car had that, that's for sure.
You know, you get, every rose has its thorns, as
correct.
They say.
That's correct. So this is Eldon Scott. He's with us here to talk about Sonny's Barbecue on this Friday morning. I'm excited about the spring menu.
Yeah, spring menu. Spring has sprung, and the spring menu is in full effect at Sonny's Barbecue. So it's a wonderful addition. So there's something new that Sonny's is doing. We're doing every quarter. We're doing a seasonal menu. So springtime, we have some wonderful items. We have a peach barbecue sauce, which is absolutely delicious.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, and it's got a little sweet and heat. It's got a little heat on the back end. You can get that on your chicken, get it on your wings. I'm sure if you need a little on the side to try, we can probably take care of you too. So,
sounds good.
That sweet sauce is a staple through and through at Sonny's Barbecue, and a lot of people are skeptical a lot of times. So don't be afraid to ask your server if you want to try it. We can make sure you get a little, try,
a little side
sample.
Of it.
Yeah,
I did that when I first went and just tried different sauces. It was great.
Yeah, you gotta find out what you like.
Yeah, well, and you gotta find out how much heat's in them.
Yeah, and none of our sauces are overly spicy. I'm not an overly spicy type of person. I don't like anything that's too hot. So any of our sauces are still, for me, they have a good flavor profile. So like even the smoking and the sizzling, while they do have a little bit of heat, they're not overly bearing hot.
Well, you always talk about this, but it always intrigues me because we kind of get spoiled with food franchises and things like that because it's fresh, frozen, in quotes, food and all that. But that's not the case at Sonny's because you have a whole process where you're doing the pit barbecue.
Yep.
Talk about that.
So all the meats are smoked fresh every day. So every night our briskets and pork butts get trimmed and seasoned, go on the smoker all night long at 210 degrees to get that perfect amount of oak smoke. The seasoning just renders into the delicious fat. We'll call it what it is, right? That's where all the flavor is of the brisket and the pork butts. And so those get temped in the morning. Then the wings and chickens are seasoned and cooked fresh every morning. So they're ready for lunch. So, yeah, it's a great process that they have. Like I've said many times on the show, always impressed when I first started working with them how thorough of a job they did on making sure that those meats were smoked fresh every day.
Oh, yeah. I think that's phenomenal
and
unusual these days. So that makes it very unique and special.
Well, they say local pitmasters since 68. So we got a great team here on the Gulf Coast, many 20-plus year team members that work with us, and some great pitmasters just making sure that we get a good quality barbecue. And that's one of the great things about Sonny's. You know, we are a bigger company. We're independent franchises, so all the ones here are local, part of the same group. Shout out to my boss, Scott France. He's been the franchisee here for 30 years. And, it doesn't matter. And with my new role as the Chief Kindness Officer for Sonny's Barbecue, I'm getting to travel a little bit and going into some of the other stores that are across the footprint of all Sonny's. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're here in Pensacola, you go to Tallahassee, St. Augustine, Ocala, Palatka, all these different places I've been, the quality is going to be very consistent, and they do a great job training the pit masters. We have a certification program, believe
oh,
it or
really?
Not, certified pit masters, and our head pit master, Shannon Snell, he you know, make sure everybody goes through the program and then just keeping the company standards up to par, right?
Well, that's, it shows because every time I go there, it's very consistent. Yep. Food's always delicious.
You know, 7 days a week. Maybe we should just talk about 7 days a week.
What are your
times
locations
and locations?
Locally,
yeah, so we're open 10:45 locally here every day in the Gulf Coast market. And then Sunday through Thursday, we are open until 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, we're open till 10 p.m. We do have four locations here in the news radio listenership.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting better at that tongue twister.
The
news
to
radio,
my world.
Serving the news radio listenership.
Mm-hmm. You did twice. You did it exactly right.
So we have the one location out in Pace, right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our 9th Avenue store, which also does have a banquet room that we do not charge for, except for the food. You know, so whatever food items that you would like to do, we can do off the menu. Or we can do a buffet style serving if you're needing to get people fed in a short period of time because you need to have a meeting. It does take a little bit longer time to do menu service, you know, when you have
sure,
a large
group. Sure, but it's
like
great
that.
To have that
yeah.
space.
Yep. So we can host up to 40 people there. Like I said, it's on 9th Avenue just south of Creighton Road. And then we have our Navy Boulevard location that's kind of right at the end of Highway 98, just north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. That one also has a banquet room. We say we can host up to 75. That's packing it in.
Mm-hmm.
65 comfortably, but mm-hmm. we can do the same thing there. No charge for the room. You can reach out directly to the stores to get that booked, or you can reach out to me, 850-418-3331. Love to take care of you, get that set up so you can take care of your group, nonprofit, church, gathering, whatever it is. Hosted a Rotary Club there not too long ago mm-hmm. at the Navy Boulevard location, which was a lot of fun. Rotary people are good folks.
Yes, we are.
Are you Rotary folk?
I'm a Rotarian, yes.
You're Rotarian.
Yes, oh, yes.
So. I'm not officially, but I do love our local Rotarians. I know many of them. They do, you know, amazing things for the community. And honestly, most of them are just great people.
Yeah, I would be a Five Flags Rotarian retired, I guess you could say.
All right.
But was with that club for many years.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one of the things, too, that's great is that you cater. And you're the guy that's in charge of catering around here, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't say I'm in charge of it, but I do a lot with the catering here in the local area. All of the mm-hmm. stores can, you know, take care of any of your needs. I did miss the Pine Forest location, so we didn't talk about that.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So the Pine Forest location on Shelley Road, technically, it's just off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10.
Mm-hmm.
They're over there in, I won't say Beulah, because it's not technically Beulah.
Not quite.
But out in that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But, yes, so catering. So we can help you with any catering. Anything from appetizers to full-on set up and serve. We can do prime rib, smoked salmon. It's just a number of different things that we can do that aren't necessarily on our menu. I know we did have the prime rib on our winter menu.
Right.
But that has gone off. We've continued doing the prime rib sandwich,
mm-hmm.
which has been a fan favorite. If you've not had that prime rib sandwich yet, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
Right.
Come into Sonny's.
You're missing out.
And get you that prime rib sandwich. That horseradish sauce and that au jus is absolutely delicious on the garlic bread. Great, great sandwich. So if you've not had it yet, still come and try it. We do have that still on the menu.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
But catering, yeah. So we're having a wedding tonight. We're actually doing a taco bar at this
really?
Wedding. Or what I say wedding. A wedding rehearsal dinner.
Right.
So we're doing a taco bar. So we'll have our dirty rice, our barbecue dirty rice that has mm-hmm. our hot link sausage in it. We're also doing pulled pork, pulled chicken. We'll have all the taco bar toppings. So there's a number of things that we can do. We're here to serve our customers with that good old Southern hospitality.
Right.
And so if you've got an idea and you think, well, I love barbecue, but maybe I want a little spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a catering yesterday for a business leadership conference that was here locally. It was held down at First Baptist Church, Mr. Josh Lyons. He said, I want to do something a little bit different. So we wanted to do barbecue bowls. So we set up barbecue bowls. So we had rice, mac and cheese, barbecue beans, green beans. We did some of our cornbread. I did some of our cornbread crumble
mm-hmm.
that is on our new spring menu, Hot Link mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely delicious. Yes. So it's our cornbread, and then we chop it up and we toast it. and get the caramelized and the sugar and the sweet.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very good. So if you've not had that hot link mac and cheese, you should definitely check that one out on the spring menu, too.
Okay. Well, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this morning, my expert on barbecue is Eldon Scott, who is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue today. If you've got a question about the menu or catering or anything, that recipes, any of the things that Eldon's talking about, or you have a comment about Sonny's, text it on in at 850-437-1620. And I will say, Eldon, I mean, I'm friends with Eldon on Facebook, and if you want to see what's going on in this community, you need to be friends with Eldon on Facebook. You are everywhere. I mean, you have been. Sonny's does such a great job of supporting our community,
Yeah. And
that's what's great about a local business.
And they have for many, many years, right?
Oh,
they've
no
always
doubt.
Supported so many baseball teams and nonprofits and so many different organizations.
So you've had a busy week.
I'm just really good at taking selfies and posting about it.
You are. You are, for sure. But I know you're doing a lot of traveling, too. But I kind of don't want you to travel. I want you to stay right here with us. I feel selfish about that.
Yeah. Well, I get to share the fun everywhere.
Well, true. But we love you here in Pensacola. So what about the spring menu now? Some of the changes.
Yeah. So the peach barbecue sauce, we talked a little bit about that. We do also have a golden barbecue sauce. So that golden barbecue sauce, it is mustard based.
Okay.
And we do have the golden barbecue chicken tender sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
See, this happens every morning. He comes in here and starts describing these delicious dishes, and I get very hungry at about 9:45. it's just not fair. But
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. That's why we're here. So much is happening with Sonny's, and Eldon's got this new title, but we all knew he was the chief kindness officer anyway. We didn't need the title to know that. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met, and he's always bright in his red shirt, fringed top, and his beautiful white cowboy hat. So he is all in on Sonny's and here to tell us all about it. So what do we need to know this week?
Well,
with that, what do we need to know?
Well, we need the pollen's getting me. That's what we need to know.
Well, me too. I know.
Excuse me.
I know. He's gotten a little tickle in his throat. So
I do.
What we can do right now is we do have a giveaway. And so what we could do, we can go ahead and give away. And I think today we have to give away a family feast.
Yes, ma'am.
So the family feast includes chicken, brisket, pulled pork, ribs, three sides, and iced tea. So let's do this. Let's see. What have we been talking about this morning? We can say...
Fifth person to text in peach.
Peach. Fifth person to text in peach wins the family feast. The number here, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Again, the question is, what you have to do is just text in and then be sure and put your name in the text as well so I can know who has won. And put in the word peach. 850-437-1620. And Eldon has been a great ambassador for our community, for Sonny's, and he does so much in our community, which is really wonderful. So a lot of the things that they do are the random acts of kindness, and you can have your parties at their catering. There are so many different things. Now, one of the things that he said he was going to be bringing in for me, which I don't smell or see, what was the peach thing you were going to bring in for me?
The peach cobbler egg rolls.
Aha! So peach cobbler egg rolls. What happened?
Got busy answering emails this morning.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I'll just wait. I'll wait till next week. Or I guess I'm just going to have to go into Sonny's and order it for myself. How's that?
Text me when you come.
Okay. I will. All right. I'm checking out all these texts here that are coming in, and we're going to get to number 5 in just a second. So in the meantime, can you tell us a little bit of the other things that are on the spring menu? We've got the peach cobbler.
Yes. Peach cobbler. I don't know if I can talk, Meg.
Oh no.
I'm so y'all just have to excuse me. I'm gonna try to get through it.
Okay. You sound good. You sound pretty good. You got it back.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Yeah,
all right.
You sound pretty good.
That's the lovely part about live radio, right?
There's no getting around it.
There's
when you
no
lose your voice,
it.
You're
there's
in trouble.
No getting around it.
It's happened to me. It happens to everybody on the radio at least once. But
it's all that yellow pollen, the darn pollen.
There's no question about it. I was in the other day and doing a little coughing myself. So
yeah. So spring menu, we have that golden barbecue chicken tender sandwich. That's a tongue twister.
Yes, it is.
It's absolutely delicious. We talked a little bit about it. getting some extra pickles on it. I'm a big fan of it. Extra pickles on any chicken sandwich is just personal preference. If you don't love pickles, you can definitely order it without pickles as well.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, we have a winner.
All right.
So our winner this morning, congratulations to Danny Goodman. Thank you for texting in. He texted in the word peach because it's a kind of a theme of our menu this spring. And what we'll do, Danny, is I will get in touch with you. I'll be sending you a text back with how you can collect your gift certificate. But he won the family feast, which is chicken, brisket, pulled pork, ribs, three sides, and iced tea. You know what that might be perfect for, Eldon? I think that might be perfect for a little basketball watching this weekend.
You know?
Because that sounds like something that could feed a crowd, and if you got your brackets going.
It's March Madness.
It is March Madness.
Let's talk about something that's underrated for Sonny's.
Yes, go ahead. Can you speak now?
The Sonny's underdog. And I don't know why. We have the absolutely best smoked wings.
Mmm, really?
And if you're doing watch parties for March Madness,
mm-hmm.
you should definitely order up some wings, get them tossed in your favorite sauce, order you a couple sides of fries or fried okra or corn nuggets,
mm-hmm.
which we don't talk about the corn nuggets enough. I was at Chamber After Hours last night,
uh-huh.
and the lady cornered me and said, I got to tell you, I love your egg rolls and corn nuggets. It is my obsession.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I've had the corn nuggets.
They're so good, man.
So what are they?
They're basically like cream corn. They're battered.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like
Is that kind of like fritters in a way? Corn fritters?
They're like corn fritters.
Okay. Yeah.
They're like corn fritters.
I didn't realize you had that. I haven't had a corn fritter or a corn nugget.
Little powdered sugar. For a little extra sweetness.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, they're good, Meg.
Sounds really, good. really good.
Yeah, for sure. So, March Madness, definitely, you know, you're having a party, you're having a big crowd, you can order whole platters of wings. You can order catering now through mm-hmm. our website. So, that is something that just went live just this past week. So
what is the website?
Sonny'sBBQ.com.
Uh-huh.
So, you can order catering options. So, if you need that, the tray of smoked barbecue meatballs, you can go straight to our website and you can get those ordered directly. You need 24 hours to place that order. But you got a big party, smoked wings, smoked meatballs, you know, big pan of mac and cheese, potato salad.
And so good.
So easy. You can feed a big crowd for a very reasonable price.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great option. Add you a couple gallons of sweet tea or a couple gallons of lemonade. And you're good to go.
Absolutely.
Easy, no fuss. You don't have to spend hours cooking in the kitchen. Come and pick it up, and we'll have it ready for you.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. So what are you up to this weekend? I know you've got probably a full agenda.
No, well, got a light agenda on Sunday. So
oh, good. The day of rest?
A little day of rest. been running hard. But Saturday, going to work with Pensacola Leap. Having a work day with them.
They're in their project now. They're trying to get their project done.
So I voluntold myself to help them.
Okay.
So we got a little project doing with them. I don't know if I can.
I think it's public. I think
is
it's
it public.
Public
what they're doing?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
All right.
Where are you going to be?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
We're working on a
project.
We'll let you know.
It's a good project.
Leadership Pensacola, just so people don't know.
With the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
It's a group of leaders, about 55 people every year that are selected. In fact, they're taking nominations right now, by the way, if you're interested.
I'm in the application process.
Yeah, so you can be part of it. And you spend the whole year learning about the community. And then the class puts together a big project.
Yeah.
Usually something. I was in the class last year.
Y'all did Valerie's house.
We did Valerie's kids' house. We completely redid
the
whole backyard.
It looks wonderful.
It's beautiful.
It looks
very
wonderful.
Proud of that project.
And they do an amazing job of what they do there.
Absolutely.
So they're Sonny's regulars. They love chicken tenders,
mm-hmm.
so we do chicken tenders and fries for them. The kids love them.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a beautiful backyard. It is a great project.
So you're helping with this year's project. So we'll announce it. Next time you're here, we'll probably find out for sure if it's okay to mention
good,
what it is.
Good group of folks.
Yeah. People with good hearts.
Yeah.
And leaders, future leaders of our community.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think you should do that, Eldon. I think it would be great for Leap.
Maybe I need a letter of recommendation.
You got it from me for sure. Oh, but, you know, we might need to negotiate some peach.
For some peach cobbler egg rolls.
Maybe might have some influence on me. Right. Not that I could be bought and sold, but.
But, maybe.
Just kidding.
But, maybe.
Whether you bring them or not, you have my 1,000% recommendation.
WSRE is having a next Next Saturday, WSRE is having their wine and food festival. I corrected. It is not the food and wine. It is the wine and food festival.
Yes, and it's always fantastic.
So I'm going to be cooking some barbecue jambalaya. Earl Perot, longtime chef on WSRE. So I've found a recipe of his. I've known him from, and personally knew him, did service work at his house in a former career. And so knew him. And so I went and found a recipe and I was like, this is perfect for a little spin to honor him, but then also tie in some of our Sonny's favorites.
Well, it's going to be next Saturday, 7 to 10, and it's a fundraiser for WSRE. And in the Laissez Le Bon Classic, there's New Orleans theme, and they've got all the chefs coming in like yourself, and it's going to be fabulous. And tickets are still available, and I think you can go to the WSRE website to pick up those tickets.
It's going to be a fun
night. But it really is going to be a fun. So you're going to be there.
I'm going to be cooking. I'll be in the fringe, of course, and having a good time with everybody.
That sounds pretty good to
and
me.
And some pretty good chefs.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you who they are. They've got Chef John Besh. He's our celebrity chef that's coming in for the event. Chef Irv Miller with Jackson Steakhouse. Gus Silvas, we all know from Agape Bistro and Garden and other restaurants he's had over the years. Chef Darian Hernandez with Brother Fox. And they has a whole list. We could take the next half hour talking about all the unusual and delicious things that they are preparing.
And yours truly, even though I'm not a chef, I do love to cook.
I don't know. I think Chef Eldon sounds about right. Yeah, I think so. I think Chef Eldon could work.
My red fringe chef coat.
Absolutely. Very unique. No doubt about that.
Well, and that's something. Well, and speaking of unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going back to Sonny's Barbecue, you know, they're unique in the fact that they've been around since 1968, right? They've been in the barbecue game for decades.
Yeah.
Decades.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they started in Gainesville in 1968, and just the evolution of the company, just, you know, how, and the people are such good people, you know, whichever store I go to, they care about their communities. That's part of the reason why I'm excited about my new role is, you know, getting to celebrate the team members and be a part of, you know, additional communities as well, and helping to spread the spirit of barbecue, as we like to say.
Yeah.
Cueing the kindness, all those great things, and spreading fun and barbecue and being kind, you know, as much as we can. So,
okay. Well, you do have some specials that go on all the time, and we're coming up on the weekend, and my favorite is your Saturday special.
Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
Yes, I think that's phenomenal. And especially this weekend, it'll be perfect. Take the kids out. Well, they eat free. Come on.
Good barbecue.
You can't beat that.
Yep. Saw a friend of mine, Mason. He had his kids there, and they were eating the ribs. And
sauce all over their faces.
Love my favorite. And the mac and cheese, and they just love it. So, yeah, bring the kids and grandkids. One kids eat free with per adult entree. The other special we have is buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday through the drive-thru at any of our local locations. And then, of course, you can download our app. So you go in any of your app stores, search Sonny's Barbecue, and that's where we have all of our best offers.
Okay. Well, I'm just excited that you made it in this morning. There's so much going on with Sonny's Barbecue, and just we're celebrating that Eldon's new title is Chief Kindness Officer. As you can tell from our conversation this morning, they picked the right guy for this job.
Thank you, Meg.
What a great job, though.
I told my wife,
I
was like, who knew you could grow up and be a professional nice guy?
I know. Who knew it was an actual thing? And all you can eat, too, probably, right? I'm sure you get a few free meals along the way.
You know, everyone's like, everybody's thinking. It's the best job perk, you know, free barbecue meal every day.
Well, as always, it's flown by. Thanks for coming in this morning. Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. Why don't you give your number and your website one more time?
Yeah, visit us at sonnysbarbecue.com. We do have those four locations. If you need to reach out to me personally, it's Eldon Scott, 850-418-3331.
Congratulations. Okay, congratulations again to Danny Goodman, who won our family feast this morning. And we'll be giving something away next week, too,
of course,
here on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.